It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Full Thursday morning, absolutely perfect. And I have my friend from I Pink I Can Run, Jackie O'Connell, in studio with me. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Isn't it a perfect morning?
It is. It really is.
I am just in such a good mood because of it. I couldn't be happier, except you're here now and we get to talk about the recent I Pink I Can Run event, the virtual event, which I happened to take part in.
You did?
Yes. So let's first talk about what I Pink I Can Run is, where it comes from, and just the history in that before we jump on into the event.
Well, it is a 4-miler that takes place historically at the Floribama. We will be back there next year, I promise. Yes. I hope and pray. Yes. The race came about as a collaborative effort amongst some of my crew members, and we just wanted to do a breast cancer run / walk. That was really a run, which is evolved into both. But we do a lot of fundraising events through the years, and we have kind of honed in on just a few select ones. We decided to just go for some big ones and not do a lot of little ones, and this has become one of our premier events.
Excellent. And so the funds go to raising awareness and raising funds for breast cancer research. Correct.
It goes to the Keeping Abreast Foundation. We are a local 501c3 nonprofit, and everything that we do, every one of our fundraising events, all of the money stays local.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We love that. We love supporting our local organizations and having y'all on here to hear about it and be able to tell people how they can get involved. So let's chat about the virtual event. We had to do it differently this year just because of everything going on in the world. But it didn't stop people from getting out there because, I mean, for me, I ran on a day. Well, I ended up running because I enjoy walking, but I'm just a runner. So I just went for it, right? But it was a perfect sunny Sunday, I believe, when I ran. And we were getting spoiled a little bit of a teaser with spring.
I know.
So I hope a lot of people were able to do it that day, too. So what was the turnout like?
You know, it was interesting because honestly, we had no idea how this was going to go. We've never done a virtual event. Our event has grown in leaps and bounds over the past few years. And there was, I think, a lot of disappointment in the beginning, like, oh my God, why can't we do this in person? And it's like, well, we can't, you know. And right. So we had over 400 people register, which
Excellent.
For me, I thought was a great number. The way people embrace this, like you were saying, It was just so much fun to watch the pictures as people posted them and posted their scores and their times. And it really turned out to be a lovely event. I'm so pleased with just how it turned out.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I saw Davis Allen. He got in on the fun. And it was funny because I don't actually own a lot of pink. I have one pink sweatshirt in my entire wardrobe. That's my one pink thing. And so I pulled it out that day thinking, okay, I'm going to wear my pink sweatshirt. And apparently my clumsy self had spilled some form of ice cream, chocolate, hopefully it's that. So it was completely stained. So I ended up not running with that. I ran with just a black t-shirt on. And so my daughter in the picture that I took, I had her Photoshop a picture of a pink t-shirt over
That's
my
really good for her.
She's really good. She's a little artist. I was like, oh no, I forgot to wear a pink shirt. This is the only one I'm not wearing. It just looked gross. So she made me a little pink t-shirt.
She made it look better.
Yes.
One of the fun things that I love about the in-person event is that, excuse me, we sell tutus. People bring their own tutus. It's actually a glitter fest, really, because we usually make them in my dining room and I see glitter and eat glitter for years. But so we have tutus and people wear wigs and people, I mean, we've had, there was a group of men that they were all in, they all had like mohawk wigs one year, and it was like big beastly men. They were big guys, and it was really fun to, it's just fun to see what people do, you know, and how they do that.
And how they have fun with it. And I feel like that's where you can bring in your personality, bring in your own take. I mean, I've seen the pictures from the past runs, and they're absolutely adorable. And we're going to do it next year. We're going to be back at the Floribama next year.
February 19th, 2022. Save the date.
Oh, look at that. You guys already have a date. February 19th, 2022. Yes. That sounds like a really good date. 2/19/22.
It's a tongue twister. You know, we have to really plan ahead because Mardi Gras, we juggle this event around Mardi Gras every year. So, and I have to be mindful of very established races. So we have to work around races, and we have to work around Mardi Gras, and all the fun stuff that happens, you know, and as a volunteer crew, we need the worker bees, which is the crew to work the event. So Mardi Gras really plays into it.
Yes. And if I'm correct in remembering, Keeping Abreast Foundation was founded by a local crew, correct?
Yes. So we are the Crew de Yayas, and it is our foundation. Yes, ma'am.
Makes me dance.
That's right. Pink wigs. Pink wigs. Look for us with our wigs and tiaras.
Yes.
But the crew was formed in 2002, and we are actually coming up on our 20th year, which just blows my mind. There are, we typically have 125 women in this group yearly. We have some, you know, we always have turnover, as you do with any group. And
of course,
it's like, it seems like it's very consistent. We lose the same amount as we gain. And we have just become a formidable fundraising group. This is the most tenacious, strong-willed, great. It's just, we are great fundraisers. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we've honed in on our several events. And the crew, at some point, I guess it was in the 2010, formed the foundation because we, A, didn't want to jeopardize our 501c7 status. You can't raise too much money as a social group. And we wanted to have more control over our funding. So the nonprofit was formed, and we control where the money goes.
That's amazing. And it goes to a good cause. I shared with you before that in a very close time period, I had two separate friends diagnosed with breast cancer, and it was just in the end of 2020. And there was so much going on with COVID, and they have to go in for their treatments alone. Mm. And, you know, there's so many things. So knowing that there are organizations out there and women and men and families out there supporting them from behind the scenes is huge. And I always tell people, like, people will downplay, oh, I'm giving money into the organization, which we'll get to in a little bit as well, why it's needed and why financial support is important when you have a nonprofit. But when you give financially, you become the real hero to those people's fights. You are the unseen, unsung hero behind the scenes. You don't have the cape out there. And you guys are the ones that kind of just make that bus keep going and keep it flowing, so everybody who's involved can continue to do what they're doing. And we need that continual support for Keeping Abreast Foundation and I Pink I Can Run, and people just staying on top of it and remembering that there's people out there going through things. COVID is really bad and it's rampant, and we know, but we also have these other issues that are still just blaring in our faces that we have to talk about and raise awareness in support of the people going through it too.
Right.
So I want to talk a little bit about just what's the future look like for I Pink I Can Run? Anything like happening just to keep the momentum going?
Well, okay, a few things. we have our post-race completion packet pickup, which is another new and different way of how we do this. Historically, you always get your stuff, your swag, your shirts, your whatever. You always get that before the event. This year, since we had no idea how this would go and participation, and as a nonprofit, you can't order 800 shirts Mm-mm. like we had last year and then get stuck with them. They cost, that's probably the shirts are the biggest expense because they're really nice tech shirts. I love them. I'm wearing one
looks
from
so cute.
Like 2 years ago, I think 2 or 3 years ago. But anyway, on February the 26th, we have our first packet pickup at the Floribama from 4 to 6 p.m. and that's a Friday evening.
Okay.
And then what's not usual, because it usually is Pensacola, then the Alabama pickup we have a packet pickup at the Woodlands on Saturday the 27th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Oh, awesome.
So we're handing out your shirt and your medal. We have a few surprises for those that are picking up their stuff.
Okay.
If one of them is an adult beverage to go, so you need to bring ID if you want it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? If I can pick up my package and get an adult beverage, I'll be happy. Hey, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more from I Pink, I Can Run.
Are you thinking about selling your house? Perhaps wondering if right now is the best time to sell? Absolutely. The real estate market is hot and inventory in our area is low, but the demand is high, which means every day you wait to list your house might be costing you valuable time and money. Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team with Levin Rinke Realty are the people to call to help you get your house sold. Christina and her team are committed to getting you the most money for your home and are here to help you every step along the way. Christina and her team have approved buyers prepared to close on a house, and there's simply not enough houses available. That means there's absolutely no reason you should wait any longer. Call Christina and her team right now at 850-723-9158. There's no obligation, absolutely no risk. Call Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team with Levin Rinke Realty right now. 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Fox News every 30 minutes, 24/7.
They need more money.
Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard.
That's what the acting U.S. Capitol Police Chief is about to tell a House committee as another Senate hearing begins into January's deadly Capitol attack, with the D.C. National Guard commander ready to testify.
U.S. Capitol Police have announced they're beefing up staffing after getting intelligence warning of a militia plot to breach the Capitol.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. I'm here with Jackie O'Connell from the amazing I Pink, I Can Run event through Keeping Abreast Foundation. If you have any questions or comments, or maybe you took part in the event, you can text us a picture too. We'd love to see it. 437-1620. And Jackie and I were talking a little bit in the break about something really cool. I think my mouth dropped, but she shared with me about how it wasn't just local people getting involved in this event and in standing up for individuals who have breast cancer.
So I always like this. My crew members are like, what are you doing? Because I'm all about the demographics, and I think it's really cool. It's always been like a 75-25% women to men ratio. This year it went 80-20. Excuse me. But I like to see where people come from. We've had participants from 18 states this year, which just blew my mind.
I still can't.
I mean, well, how many friends do you have? How many friends do I have? And if we all spread the word, it just spreads exponentially. But we had people from the West Coast, Washington, Arizona. We had people in the middle of the country. We had Ohio. We had Kentucky. We had, let's go back out west. We had Wyoming. We had the Northeast. We had Connecticut. We had New York, Pennsylvania. We had the Carolinas. I mean, 18 states. And let's not forget, we had one participant from Canada. We get a lot of, I don't know actually if she was here or not, or if she was actually in Canada, because a lot of our participants who are normal snowbirds did not come down this year. Mm-hmm. I heard from several of them. But that the reach, this is it for moving forward. We're going to do like a hybrid component. So a live event for all of us who live here. And then next year, if you want to participate virtually from Wyoming or New York or Connecticut or wherever you're from. And I think it can help grow the event in a really lovely way.
How fun would it be to have like a Zoom party celebrating everybody in their tutus or their pink mohawks or whatever it glittered out, just like zooming and you know, obviously not at the run, because that could get dangerous if you zoom and run at the same time, but being able to like just celebrate with one another across the country. And I can see it getting to every state at this point, because you know, sometimes, and this is my opinion, this is Jenna Barr's opinion, sometimes when you go to like walks, or mostly walks or awareness events, it can kind of be solemn and it can be painful for family members who have lost someone and they're running on their behalf in their memory and honor. And that's beautiful. But this is like kind of like a celebration, like we're going to kick this in the butt and we're going to celebrate together and we're going to run for everybody. It kind of is like, you know, like you have that pump up music that you listen to before you work out or you go to work, you know, like I feel like this run is that for people. Like, we're going to get you pumped up. We're going to do this together, you know.
You know, we're kind of known for our after party. So it's not a solemn event at all. There's a lot of fun afterwards, because the Floribama always gets me a band, and we have all the food. We have so much food usually, and then there's a lot of adult beverages. And
well, you told me you wouldn't mail me my beer, so
no. You want your Goat Island beer, you got to come to the back and pick up.
Yes, you wear your mask and your gloves, whatever you need to do, and come on down, and you might meet me there as well when you come. If I can hang around and be able to see everybody, we'd love to do that. And you know, I want to talk about just your sponsors and your partnerships real quick too. I know that people pulled together in the midst of everything happening in the world to support one another. So I know you want to give them a shout out and honor them as well.
I really do. And on that note, I was very hesitant about asking people to sponsor the event when the pandemic started, and then it just continued and continued. And the outpouring and the generosity of our community has been just outstanding. And the Woodlands, Cox Communications, of course, News Radio and Cat Country, South Baldwin Regional Medical Center, the Floribama, oh my God, Perdido Key Sports Bar. These are our very top sponsors. And an organization called Fighting Pretty, which is based out of the Northeast. And I got something in a bag for participating in an event, and I wrote to them. And this is the second year in a row where they have sent me some lovely stuff for my survivors. And I'm not going to say what it is, because it's really cute.
Yeah. That is so special.
Yes, it really is. And our you know, there are just so many sponsors, you know. And even the people that, when we decided to go virtually, I said, hey, you know, we're not going to do this year. Well, I'm in for next year. And, you know, and that just makes me, you know, it's like, thank you. You know,
right?
So, you know, we're already on the path with, you know, our timer rooms for next year and some of the food items. And, you know, so I'm really encouraged for 2022.
I love that. I can see on your face how encouraged you are, because sometimes I with working in nonprofit, you can start to feel like, are we ever going to get back to the way that we could do things? Are we going to have our walks and our awareness events and our galas where we don't have to sit outside 6 feet apart and yell at each other with megaphones? You know, we look forward to that. And so we have high hopes, and we want to keep our hopes high, because that's really what helps people who are in the thick of it fighting continue to go on when the rest of us are like, hey, it's going to get better. We're going to do this next year. We totally got this. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. It's your morning pep talk, and we're chatting about the recent I Pink I Can Run, which you can still be a part of. Make sure you check them out on Facebook. I absolutely adore your little pink lady running. And we have more to chat with Jackie about, so stick around. We'll be right back.
Business owners, when I say digital marketing, what comes to mind? Are you instantly overwhelmed? Don't be. Hey, I'm Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and I totally get the overwhelm, but I'm here to help. It's easy to get overwhelmed as a business owner. You're constantly pulled in every direction. When it comes to marketing, you need somebody you can trust, a partner, one that's here locally, that knows your business, knows your market, and knows how to create successful marketing campaigns that drive traffic and produce results. Your marketing partnership begins here. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. ADX Digital is proud to be a sister company to your local favorite radio stations, including Cat Country, News Radio, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you and your team to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
So you have your family doctor, you have your family attorney. Howdy, howdy, I'm Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction Group, and we'd love to be your family contractor. At Lacoste Construction Group, my team and I pride ourselves on client experience and true timeless craftsmanship with every project. Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. Contact us today and allow us to get started turning your home or business into the space of your dreams at LacosteConstructionGroup.com.
This is Mike Wickens, and every Tuesday morning from 9 till 10, I answer your lawn and gardening questions on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Whether it's about your lawn, your vegetable garden, your soil, your trees or shrubs, if you've got questions, we've got the answers. And if you miss it on Tuesday morning, you can hear an encore broadcast every Saturday morning at 9.
The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins is presented in part by Barnes Feed Store.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Jackie O'Connell has been hanging out with us this morning, talking about the wins from I Pink I Can Run and how you can still be a part of it. Get involved. You guys are looking for volunteers as well to be a part of the organization throughout the year, or at least supporters.
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 We'll call you supporters.
Yes.
Those silent heroes.
you can still donate to the run at the run sign up site, runsignup.com, and just search I Pink I Can Run. We're taking donations for the event until March 31st.
Okay.
Since the packet pickup goes at the end of the month, so we're just going to hold it till then. And you can always make a donation on the foundation website, which is keepingabreastfoundation.org.
Excellent. Okay, so I also want to go back and talk about next year. We always can be looking to the horizon on the good things that are coming. And so Jackie gave us the date for you to go ahead. Now, I'm a little crazy. I have like the next 3 years in my planner. It helps me remember birthdays mostly because I forget them. But next year, I think I can run. It's going to happen again. We're going to be back at the Floribama.
That's the plan.
Right. That's the plan. We're going to just say it's going to happen and be positive. Get that energy out there. So it is
February 19th, 2022.
February 19th, 2022. Make sure you're following them on Facebook as well. Go ahead and mark that on your calendar. Go buy a pink shirt probably that doesn't have a bunch of chocolate stains on it like me, so you can wear it and not have your kid color you want. But Jackie, anything else left you want to say and tell everyone?
Well, your participation in this event provides the funding for our foundation. And our foundation, we have local partners, South Baldwin Regional Medical Center, the Women's Group, Woodlands. They provide our breast health service imaging program. That program is so important. We have given out over $300,000 in funding for services in
Excellent.
Our area. Yeah. And we have a grant program as well. So